You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He is back. He is going deep. He's got Devontae Smith. And Devontae Smith is out of bounds at the one. They line up. They push. They sneak. And they're in for the touchdown.
Yep, that was a hell of a pass, a great play. But it just wasn't enough. There just wasn't enough. All right, let's go back to the phones. And Andy, you're on WIP. Oh, I'm sorry, Scott. My fault. Yeah, Andy wasted our time. Scott, yeah. You're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. How are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life. Bad moments, not bad days.
Yeah. When I take a look at the game and I hear people trying, you know, say that it was one play or point to one thing in particular, you really can't look at it in that way. It's kind of like a puzzle. And there were so many different pieces that go into it. Some way more than others, some, you know, bigger pieces, but it's disappointing, I guess, to come down to that flag being thrown. There was, you know, some holding earlier in the game that could have been called. That would have been the time for that. It wasn't thrown the entire game. I think it was the wrong time to throw it then. I do think that the ref could have held up on that, but there's so many different pieces. I mean, Reed,
you can out experience. Officials do call plays differently, yep. And I understand all that, but it impacted the Eagles getting the football back. That's what it did. It impacted the Eagles getting the football back. Now, would they you don't want to put yourself in a position to have one play call determine the game.
Agreed.
And that's where you got to think about it. If they did other things well, and it wasn't certainly nobody played perfect. I'm trying to think of any mistakes that Kansas City made, and I don't remember anything that Kansas City did that was a mistake.
No, Kansas City really played close to a flawless game. You know, they really, you know, it's really a shame because if a few plays were made here and there, we would have won that game. But when you put it all together, we were just missing a play here and there that would have put us over the edge. It's such a disappointment. It's so disheartening. But
that's what you think about. You think about because it's so hard
to get there. Yeah.
The Eagles are going to be a good team next year. There's no question about it. Are they going to win 14 games? I would doubt it. They have nine. The travel is different because there's three West Coast games. I don't think they're going to play overseas, but that's not been worked out yet. We probably won't know that until maybe a week before the schedule actually comes out. And the only team that they would probably play over there would be New England if they do. Because the Kansas City game's got to be in Kansas. It's a Super Bowl rematch. It might even be the first game of the season on Thursday night. But whatever the case, the schedule's tougher. They have nine road games, only eight home games. It flip-flops next year. And I don't know why. And down the road before the NCAA tournament, I don't have Mark Lawrence on and see if he's got a theory. But the team that loses the Super Bowl hardly goes back the next year. I don't know why that is. I have no idea. Now, teams have done that.
That's definitely interesting.
I can't figure that out. But That doesn't mean that they're not going to be a good team. They are going to be a good team. As long as you have the quarterback, you're a good team. The coach is good. There's new coordinators, but they'll figure it out. But Brian Johnson looks like he's going to be the offensive coordinator. He works really well with Jalen Hurts. So a lot of the things that the Eagles are going to do are going to be good. Now, how is another question. And the schedule is going to be tougher.
You mentioned the schedule and that it's going to be more difficult. I actually think we'll benefit from seeing better quarterbacks next year. And that's something that we'll have more experience, when we do get back to the Super Bowl. And we will.
Yeah, they're going to play Josh Allen, but that's here. So they get a break there. I'm trying to think what other quarterbacks they're going to play. There's not a lot of good quarterbacks in the league.
What they face this year, though.
They're going to face Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
I think the Eagles are going to, I look at it now. I think the Eagles are going to win that game. They know what they did wrong. I know they're going to play with less mistakes in that game. And that's going to be a tough game because it's going to be in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And they're going to play Josh Allen.
Thursday night.
They're going to play Josh Allen in Buffalo, but they play him here in Philadelphia. So we'll see.
Kansas City game might be the leadoff game on Thursday.
Yeah,
night
that's
football,
right.
Right.
I just said that a little while ago that it could be the Thursday night game. Yep.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
Yeah, it's tough to stomach, but I don't even know if it's the worst loss for Philadelphia fans. It's a
Howard. That's an interesting question, and I do go a ways back. For me, it probably is just because of where this team started and how the expectation changed and the fact that this was a very winnable game. It was right there for us. We just needed a break here or there.
What's kind of interesting as well is that when the Phillies lost in the World Series, and obviously that was a gift that they got there. The Eagles should have gotten the Super Bowl. It was a gift that they got there, and a lot of things had to happen, and they did. But people didn't take that as hard as they're taking this. And baseball, it's spring training has started. I'm going to go down there this week.
I think you pegged it, Howard, that it was a gift. We all knew it was a gift that the Phillies made it that far. That team, kind of got hot at the right time, and it was a great ride.
Manager in St. Louis, which helped him out too. What a moron he is!
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah,
that was a big game. What's your play call by an official that could have impacted?
So the decision to not give the gold medal to, I don't know if you remember this, but the decision
somebody
not
already
to
said
give
that the Olympics
Roy
in 72
Jr. No,
what's
Roy
that?
Jones Jr.
Roy Jones Jr.
Yes. Roy Jones Jr. fought against, I forget which country the guy, but he landed, he dominated this guy. I mean, he landed, I believe it was 86 punches to like 30, and it was a clear cut gold medal decision that he won.
That's an interesting,
and the decision
an interesting
was given
call.
To
all
the
right,
other
all
guy.
Right, I'll put you, all right, I'll put you in the mix. Thanks. Let's go to Drew. Drew, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know whether fans were watching the same game I was watching. I mean, what is Andy talking about? We were killing them all game, inside run. What? We had like no yards rushing, like 2 yards rushing.
Miles Sanders
right?
did not have a good game, and I think his hand was hurt. I don't know how much that affected him, his right hand.
Right.
Matter of fact, I think his hand got hurt.
Our three running backs combined had like an average of under 3 yards a carry, I think, the game.
But you've got to consider the source. That Andy is a total dope. A complete dope.
All right. Well, I never coached football and don't have any trophies, but I'm good at math. but Howard, as far as the mistakes, I was with you
on
this game.
You got him out of the Cracker Jack box. You got those trophies. It was a little trophy, a little thing that you get in the Cracker Jack box.
I was right with you as far as I thought we would win this game without turnovers. We had turnovers and we lost. But the Chiefs definitely made mistakes. Like, in other words, they weren't turnovers, but the A.J. Brown touchdown in the double coverage and the late deep pass to Devonta Smith on the final touchdown drive. I mean, those were two big mistakes that the Chiefs did in that game that helped even things out and make it, make the game as close as it ended up being, I think. But But to correct another criticism of Gannon, and I'm not a Gannon fan, but Mahomes did not pick us apart. 180 yards for the game, anyone would have taken that. My issue with Gannon is really just, like Greg Olsen said on the last drive, they needed to give Mahomes a different look to try to stop that, and they didn't.
Yeah, and what look do you get? The guy is so sharp and so smart. You can say you give him a different look, but he's so good at picking people apart. If you blitz, he throws it out there quickly. If you don't,
well, I guess
they did get pressure, because when you see he had six runs and they weren't called runs, so they were scrambles, then there had to be pressure. He doesn't run the ball. There might not have been a game this year where he had six runs.
Yeah. So my question for you is on a particular play on that drive. Okay. Mm-hmm. The play that Mahomes scrambled 26 yards, I think.
Yep.
Up the middle.
Longest play of the game for them.
Kaiser White was in the middle of the field, and he ran to the flat where there was no one. I mean, there wasn't even a back or anyone that Mahomes might be throwing the ball to. There was no one there. Why would he have done that? It's crazy. He vacated the middle of the field and ran to the flat. If you watch that play, Kaiser White just vacates the middle of the field, runs to the right flat where there's no one, no chief back, no one's there, no receiver is there. There was no one there. I don't know why he did that. And then he ends up making the tackle. He sprints down and ends up making the tackle, but he left the middle of the field for what reason, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. What's your play call that could have impacted a game?
I'm going to defer to others, but just to correct one thing, Howard, that Leon Stickle offsides call, that was in game six of the final cup finals in 1980. So that
was the
that
finals.
Helped.
I thought it was the game and the series that would have led to the finals.
No. That was game six, the deciding game that they lost in overtime. The Islanders won their first cup in that game.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Thanks,
I remember Howard. The play. I remember the call. Yep. All right. Thanks. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
I'm on empty, my man. That last caller was great. He's a stats guy. I love who was he? Yeah, that's refreshing. How you doing, buddy? Okay.
Well, I don't know if he was a stats guy. He just pointed out
a fact. He was good with the numbers. He was unlike Andy.
No, he didn't have to look on a computer. You just
stop. New Year's resolution. We threw the computer away. What game was Andy watching when he says we were killing him on the ground at 2.6 yards per carry?
Well, Andy's an idiot.
At least get the down and distance right. Then he offers up his freshman football certificate for your qualification. Right. If you and I are having dinner the night before, and I say to you we're going to hold Mahomes with 182 yards, 21 first downs, only 53 plays in the game to our 72. All right, total yards, 340, time of possession, 24. Do you think that looks like a box score that says the Eagles win that game based on that information?
Well, you can't always look at numbers on whether you're going to win
or lose. I know, but I'm just saying, I'm just saying we criticized the defense mostly all week long. It was criticizing the defense. I don't think it's warranted. I'm surprised.
Well, the last caller pointed up that Patrick Mahomes had under 200 yards passing.
Yeah, there you go. Bingo. Exactly. And the other stats have fallen with what he was saying. The low first downs, the low time of possession. You know, he's only been sub 200 five times in his career, and we're one of them. We're one of the lowest. So, at large, the defense did an admirable job. I'm not going to say it was a great performance because in the second half, they couldn't stop him, but a lot of teams can't stop the guy when he makes his second half adjustments too, because he goes up the line of scrimmage. We do make adjustments, Andy, but then he audibilizes out of the adjustments we make, right? That's what good quarterbacks do. So, I mean, he's a tough guy to stop. The running
game, the best
game
quarterback
power,
in the NFL, and it's not even a question.
Agreed.
The best quarterback in the NFL.
The running game is what lets us down. 17 carries for 45 yards, 2.6. We average 4.6 for the season. If we run the football, we win the game. But, you know, how do you overcome four? You know, luck has to be on your side a little bit. All four plays go against us. That one play, as you said earlier, is a 14-point exchange. And you know, in close games, you normally don't win that after a four. I mean, you're going in to make it 21-7.
Yeah, nobody criticized Steve Spagnuolo, and he's supposed to be this great defensive coordinator. They gave up 30. They gave up 35 points. The Eagles' defense didn't give up 35.
That's pretty much my point. That's my underlying point. I don't think we're placing the critique and the blame where it rightfully belongs. You know, whatever. I just thought that offensively, the running game was there all year long, and it was a colossal failure in that game. And the play by Hurts, and I love the kids. Love the kids. But that 14-point exchange, that's pretty much the rubber stamp that says you lose.
The false start before that play was a killer, too, and you kind of forget about that.
A
third and one would have been a first down. So then it becomes third and six.
I like the point you made earlier today when you were critiquing one of the timeouts. You don't always get the technical stuff. I mean that respectfully. But another thing that's technical, and I think you'll agree, on the last possession, think back, they get the ball 9:22. Obviously, they got to score and get two. Tell me you're not thinking, don't score at 5 minutes, because you know that's the ideal amount of time left on the clock to give the ball to Mahomes. You're going to bleed that out and win. I thought they should have been in a hurry-up offense in that last possession. They did go to it at 5 minutes. They went to the no huddle.
Yeah, but I was more concerned the fact that they only got a field goal. When I looked up at the scoreboard, and J.J. Brown talked about it, I'm saying they're only up by six. They're only up by six.
Actually, for once, we're totally aligned. Everything you said since the Super Bowl, we're aligned with. That's rare.
Yeah, it is rare. Don't let it happen again.
Okay. Here's the out that we should have had. The blown call. Lopes is out at first. Another goes back. But, you know, we're in the World Series. Lopes was out first.
I mentioned it. You know what? I forget where I mentioned it. I think I was on a national program. And I mentioned it that I never forgave. I think I was talking to Mad Dog on the MLB.
Yeah, it's a nice honor.
And I said, I'll never forgive Bruce Fleming because he blew that call.
And
that was the umpire's name, Bruce Fleming.
Fleming. Touche to that, man. All right, listen, have a good weekend, buddy.
All right, take care. I'm Howard Eskin, WIP. And it's just a wonderful cold. It's not a wonderful cold Saturday, but it's a cold Saturday. That's the problem. It's a cold Saturday. And cold Saturdays are not fun. But at least it's not raining. And that's the important thing. But when it ends this way, that's kind of the things you think about. All right. WIP Sports Time is now 9:42. You're hungry. We're all hungry at different times. Morning, midday, evening. Tasty cake's the best. Because if it's not a tasty cake, you're miscaking. You know that, right? Because we've told you that for at least a couple of years now. I don't care what it is. What you're thinking of eating. You have a piece of cake sitting on the counter, or you have a Danish somewhere else, or it doesn't matter. If it's not a tasty cake, you rip open that package and you bite into whatever it is. Everything about tasty cake is the best, because otherwise it's a miss cake. Butterscotch crimpets, great. Peanut butter candy cakes, great. The pies, the cakes, the mini donuts. You can go right down the list, all terrific and all delicious. Remember, if it's not tasty cake, it's a miss cake, except no substitutes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.